young people in our community are really fortunate because if they want to go on and further their education, there are scholarships available. And it's not always based on test scores. It's not always based on financial need. It can be based on just community service. But if it is the need, or if your family is in some hardship and yet you still want to go on and continue with your education, even though times are hard, I'm talking with Sarah Bieber, who is with the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. And Sarah, you were just telling me about some things that are available for families that would like assistance for their young people to go on with education, or even adults, that is available. Tell me.
Yeah, so Meryl, the focus today is, of course, on our youth participants, but we do have scholarship funds that cover everybody 18 years of age and older. And at the Peninsula Job Center, I always tell people this is a really well-kept secret that we don't ever want to be a secret. We have grant funds available to help support people with higher education, short-term certifications, vocational schooling, so on. And it has a variety of eligibility. My staff and I do an excellent job in screening people into our program so that they can participate. And we can help pay for things like tuition, books, and fees. We can also offer support services like room and board, meals, transportation, lodging. Whatever the plan is lacking is where we try and fill gaps. And there's a wide variety of eligibility associated with that. Sometimes it's income and family size. Sometimes it's based on a dislocation from a position due to no fault of their own. So something as an example of that would be Raven's recent closure. We responded, and those folks could be considered dislocated workers because they lost their position due to no fault of their own. We also have state funding available that is based on contribution into unemployment insurance. So if you've simply worked in a job and had unemployment insurance taken out of your paycheck, you would be potentially eligible for one of our scholarship programs where we can provide the supports I just mentioned.
Now, how do people hear about all of this? Because when you're in that need and when things are, you know, kind of dark, it's hard to know what's available to help lift you out of those situations.
Yeah, so we do a lot of outreach. So the focus of today, again, being youth, we are out in the schools. We're doing job shadow programs with Kenai Central High School. We are in the schools with counselors over at Soldotna High School. Same thing out at Nikiski. But what we rely primarily on is word of mouth. And I think that's the best way to find out about our programs, because it means it's actually worked for somebody and that they tell another person, or they tell their child, or they tell a spouse, and they come into the office based on that word of mouth. We're not going to get people in through our door when they're unhappy with services. So when somebody comes in and says, I heard about you guys, it's a result of an actual success, and that's what we love to hear.
Getting that word out is important because the time goes by really fast. Now, from a freshman to a senior seems like the twinkling of an eye. I'm talking with Emily Moss, who I first met as a caring for the Kenai finalist. Were you a freshman then, Emily?
Yeah.
And where do you go to school?
Kenai Central High School.
Okay, KCHS, go Cardinals. Now, you're getting ready to graduate and go on with your education?
Yeah, I am. I'm planning to go to Caltech to study chemistry.
Wow. I forget what your idea was in caring for the Kenai. Tell me.
My plan was to use beehives in landfills to help mitigate birds from eating out of the landfills and spreading antimicrobial resistant bacteria.
Now, you actually experimented and did that, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
How did it turn out?
It turned out especially good when the bears at the landfill attacked the beehives and there was almost no birds there those days. Otherwise, it was a pretty sustainable project.
Now, did you document that, and has that information been made available?
Yes, it's available on my website, beebombs.weebly.com.
It's still the bee bomber. Now I remember. Oh, so well. Will you be coming back to this area after you get your degree, Emily?
I think I will. I really love it here in Alaska, and I'm really excited to explore and further my education.
And did it help your education to have a project like the bee bomb to help learn about other types of things in chemistry?
Yeah, I think it did. It helped me realize that I really enjoy research and science in general.
Well, congratulations, and thank you for what you're doing. The time goes by really fast, but we'll look forward to having you back here in our community. Emily Moss, a former caring for the Kenai finalist, what did you place in the finals?
First.
She was the winner in 20.
2021,
only a few years ago. Congratulations. And Sarah, thank you for getting the information out there and helping the people who are in need in our community. I'm Merle Sikorski, returning you to that scholarly sound of KSRM.